is, Gina?
Martin, this is all of our stuff. Ours.
Yeah. STI. How to change your heart.
Been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt. Yeah.
I'm already fucking shit up.
Yo, Vic over mentioned Vic. Vic is going to be here for like 2 minutes.
Wow.
And ladies, that's the only time that Vic is here for 2 minutes.
Wow.
But we are going to have a special co-host, the Heartbreak Kid, is joining us once again with his crazy shenanigans. And Sha is in full effect, so you guys won't miss me.
We already do, judging by that intro.
So I want to just drop my thing on today's topic, and you guys can go do your thing. Today's topic is pretty much, you know, the grass is greener or is it not greener. I learned in 1996 that the grass is not greener. I made the mistake of, well, I can't really, because I think they're all listening. I just made the mistake, you know, of pretty much leaving somebody with someone else in mind, and when I left that person, the other person didn't want me. So I learned from then, don't do that.
That's it.
That was it for me. That's
so
my first time out,
too.
I was like, nah.
I know you only have like one minute left, but let me ask you.
From God.
Okay, let me just ask you. When you went back to person number one,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sure that was very
back. I couldn't go back. Well, I didn't want to go back, but...
Oh, okay.
You know, I think that probably I started looking at her. I mean, it was already a feeling relationship, but I think that I looked at the other person, the green grass, and I started looking at my person as brown grass. So by the time, you know, I didn't catch the one in the two in the bush, you know, I didn't even want the one in hand anymore. So I just learned to knock that off.
Hmm. So what do you do now? You just don't look in other people's yards, or don't? What do you do?
I give Sha full permission to say what I do now, but I'd be satisfied. Either I don't commit or I just be satisfied. That's why I take me a long time to commit, because I want to make sure I'm satisfied, because I know that I have that wonder or not.
Mm.
You know, so pretty much it. But I am on a mission from God and Joan of Arc. Everyone have a great show. And definitely, if you want more of me, come through 206 East 34th Street between 3rd and 4th to Highland Park on Saturday, this Saturday, April 14th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're doing a networking party meet and greet. And Jazz will tell y'all more about that later.
Sure will. Well, thank you. Have fun doing whatever it is that you're doing. I'm sure it's great. Uh-oh.
Don't call me 6 minute Vic for nothing. I'm out.
Bye. Wow.
Oh.
So I'm not exactly ready to jump right into the topic. How about you, Sha?
Well, let me ask, why not? What's holding you back?
Well, you know, I really feel like I had this discussion with you guys already. I know we have a lot of new listeners. Just might as well go ahead and throw that out there. We have 6,000 listeners to date.
Right.
Pretty impressive.
It is.
That being said, Yeah, I think I shared with, at the time, probably 3,000 of you all, the one that I let right. get away. I don't know if you remember that
I remember,
story.
Was that African?
No. We let him go away. This one's actually in Korea right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But the one that I let get away, that was because of, you know, the grass was looking greener all over the place.
Really?
Not just. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. But
he turned out to be a good guy, right?
Pretty amazing guy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. So what was the problem at the time you had him?
Oh, I was just young and, you know, I didn't realize that not everybody has the potential to be an amazing guy.
Oh, you fell for it. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't realize that there were some real losers out there. I mean, he was a good guy. I was young, and that's kind of like the excuse for everything that I do, right? I was young, and...
I mean, it's the truth, though. You get a pass. Yeah. You're supposed to make mistakes when you're young. Technically, you're not supposed to wipe yourself up at any age before 26 anyway. Like, you got to get time to mess up.
Very true. I spent that time... Uh-oh, the folks in the chat room are saying they can't hear anything. Yes. So if you can't hear anything, then you can't hear me say this. But if this happens to you, just refresh your browser, and you'll be back in with us. I definitely thought, you know, that there was a lot more fun to be had and different experiences and different people that were more exciting and adventurous and risk takers.
Right.
And there were, I can't even lie. I did have more fun.
Yeah.
Once, I was out of that relationship. But then, you know, in retrospect, I realized that I was doing the is the grass greener, checked it out. It wasn't necessarily greener, but it was fun. And then I'm kind of like Vic, I didn't go back to that relationship or attempt to either. So he was married by the time I realized that.
As he should have been.
Right. But he's divorced now.
Well.
So anyways, that's my experience. How about yours?
I've never really done the whole grass greener thing. Like I understand men and women, and I understand the whole 80-20 thing, and that you're not going to get everything you want from one person. So you
expand
be a fool
upon
to think,
this 80-20 thing, because I'm not 100% sure I understand it.
Well, it's just simple. It just means that there's somebody out there that you're probably dealing with that has 80% of what you're looking for. And you're always going to run into somebody that has 20, you know? And if you fall for the fact that the person that has the 20 is showing you that they could be it, then you a damn fool, you know. And it doesn't mean that you have to settle. It just means you have to work harder and sacrifice. Like a lot of times you may think that someone is showing you everything. And when I say that, it means that somebody may disappoint you in certain areas. Oh, my man didn't do this. Oh, my girl didn't do this. But that doesn't mean that's who they are totally. That just means that you probably didn't express what you like. It just means you haven't given them a chance to evolve. You know, it could be a lot of things. Or it just means you have to say what you want differently or more than once. So a lot of times we count a person out and be like, I need somebody new. Well, this isn't the right person or isn't the right fit. Sometimes you may be right. Other times you may just be antsy and find out the hard way. So I say all that to say I've had experiences where I was dating. I was, you know, looking around for what I wanted, and I knew certain people had qualities that I liked, but I had to kind of figure out what it was that I needed to come home to every day that was going to really make me not worry about the grass, you know.
Okay. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Have you figured that out?
I have not. No. I'm still... still looking around. But I got, you know, music that helps me get through it. So.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah.
very interesting. I know I like intelligence.
I know that's one thing that I just definitely have to have. That's like number one.
Well, it almost seems like, I mean, I kind of think that at our age, gosh, isn't that a given?
No. No, it is not.
Don't tell me
because
this.
You didn't know that? Come on. How many times have you gone out with somebody or had a conversation with someone and thought, this person, this just can't work? Like, we can't carry on, you know, real conversations. Your text messages aren't, you know, I can't understand what you're saying. Like, yeah, those people out there.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, I get. I mean, very far and few between. I guess it's because how, you know, how I've met people, where I've met people, and things like that. And I'm relatively new to this whole dating, like real dating thing. So I'm a little bit naive to some of this stuff.
But, right, like somebody like you. Like, say I ran into you, and I was like, I always want somebody that can get my jokes. And 87% of my jokes come from movies. So if I was dating you, I'd be like, you know what, this isn't going to work because you don't watch movies. It's going to take me too long. You're not going to think I'm funny. Seriously, and that may, like in the 20s, early 20s, I might have wrote you off. Like, but, you know, you have to open your mind and say, you know what, this person may be willing to watch a movie here and there. She may be willing to sacrifice some of her time and open up to some things I like. And maybe that's not as important as I thought it was. You know, so.
No, I think that's pretty important for you and Vic.
It is, but maybe it's not if you run into some other things with people and you realize, hey, I would have took that non-movie chick over the chick that, you know, does some other crazy things. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's where the grass comes into play.
So, okay. So I'm going to take a look at some of the questions that we actually posed to everyone as we were preparing for the show. And well, before I do that, if anyone would like to answer some of these questions regarding the grass being greener, please give us a call at 323-657-1479 and press 1. We'd love to hear from you. So one of the questions that we haven't addressed is, has anyone ever left you for another, assuming that, you know, they found the grass to be greener on the other end? So we'd love to hear from our callers, but since I'm not taking any calls because I'm running the boards, I'm going to ask y'all that question. So
Have what now? Do what? Has anyone
now
left?
You're
going
to have to pay attention because it's just you and I.
No, I'm just calling.
Right, and so am I. Has anyone ever left you with, and them thinking that, you know, the grass is greener elsewhere?
I don't know.
Sounds like a yes. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Come on now. And you ever got a girl broke up with you, and then, like, you know, a week or two later, you find out she's dating someone else pretty fast and serious?
That might
or
have happened.
Or they come back. They come back and they're like, hey, I made a mistake. You're
my
lady.
That happened in high school, but that doesn't really count.
Okay.
I think he just did it to make me mad. I don't know. I don't know. That might be happening now. No, I don't know.
Oh hell. It probably is.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So okay. So you don't think that's to me, let me think.
I'm sure it has. I'm sure it has. I'm a terrible mate, so I'm sure.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It probably happened at the same time. Like, two of my girls at the same time left me for other people. But
once they found out about one another?
No. That didn't stop them. Go ahead.
I no one has ever broken up with me until recently. Mm. And I think he did leave because he thought that the grass was probably greener, but not necessarily with another person.
With another man?
No. That would be another person, Shaw. But,
no.
No. I, well, you know what? I don't know that either. But No, I think, you know, just like the situation, like, you know, the situation would be better if I was alone, or, you know, I could do more. That type of thing. You know, that happens. So, I mean, I guess that's another way of looking at the grass being greener. And, you know, whatever. Some days I hope that everything falls to shit and, you know, he comes back groveling so I can just be like, no. But then other days I'm like, I just don't care. Just go.
Yeah, don't you just want happiness for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it's not with you.
Most of the time, 80% of the time, 20% of the time, I don't want happiness for the people who've wronged me.
I mean, 64% of the reason I started doing music was to just make to just pop up on TV so that I could bring pain to anyone that didn't want to be with me in the past. But, you know, that didn't really work out the way I wanted.
Right.
So.
You might not want to do that because you might stunt some of your success that way. Those
no, I think I have. It's too late.
Boy,
I think that,
don't you have a song about this?
That Grammy is all gone now.
No, we're not giving up on you. Don't you have a song about this or that touches on this topic?
I have a couple of things that touch on it, but I have something I haven't recorded that I can probably I can share that touches on this. So.
So we're going to get like a sneak peek, an exclusive listening session with the Shah Stimuli?
Yeah, it's like a poetry moment.
Oh, shit.
So like,
we don't have a sound effect for snaps.
Who was the girl that read the vagina thing? What was her name?
Her name was Caroline. I can't remember her last name, but she had this amazing vagina that she had shared with us verbally. And
yo,
she goes to Florida.
That was crazy.
She verbally shared her amazing vagina with us on the emotion picture. She's Caroline from the Black Actors Guild at Florida State University. So shout out to Caroline. So, Shah is following in your footsteps.
I don't know about all that. I don't really have vagina monologue, but.
Do you have a penis monologue?
I don't. I don't. I don't have. Doesn't talk. No name. Just there.
Anyway.
I wrote this song, right? So basically, it has two parts to the verse. And there's a beat change, but being that there's no beat, you just have to imagine that the mood of the song changes. So I just try to paint a picture of one lawn and envisioning the other and then getting the other. And realizing that it's not that green. So, is that enough preamble? I think it is.
I think it is.
We're running out of time. So, it's like you come home every night to the same old person, husband or wife. They used to have you open, used to treat you right. Now you're stuck in that routine life. You know the deal. Either a girl at home nagging, her breast starts sagging, no concern with fashion. Or maybe you're the lady with the dude that lost the passion, so you envision somebody different inside your marriage. Had a good relationship that I thought was lacking because I seen my homeboy macking, and I'm getting calls like, don't you miss me? Damn, I wish you wasn't taken. Getting texts from my platonics. I think we should have relations. But if I'm getting these, imagine what she's facing. Now we both feeling frustration. My other dude is happily divorced, copped a Porsche, and got a law, breaking chicks off. That's what I want. That's what I thought. Because on the other side, I'm macking. I'm driving this one's car to that one's crib. She heard I'm packing. No, I don't mean luggage. I just hugged and straight to action. Limit conversation. I don't like you. I'm not acting. Leave once I'm finished. I got to do a little dating. Pay for food and movies. Maybe 3 nights I'm waiting. Then she throwing coochie. If she's holding out, I'm skating. I might try to holler at her roommate. I'm impatient. I don't give a damn until a holiday arose. Thanksgiving, Christmas. Meet my fam. Come to my home. No thanks, shorty. I'ma chill and be alone. My lights got cut off, baby girl, I need a loan. Shah, you not my man. Damn. One chick I was digging, I thought she was the one. The night I stayed inside her crib, then I felt like I could love her. We just talked all night and laid. And in the morning, she confessed she was engaged. I need a girl. That's it.
Wow. Very nice. nice for someone who has no experience on the topic.
I just listen to people talk. And
you must do a lot of listening. I felt that.
Yeah, always.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, it's like two sides. You know, on one side you're thinking, this is whack. I'm seeing the same person every night. You know, I want to get back out there. And then you get out there and you realize that it's empty, or you're still searching for something that you possibly had and could have worked on. So.
Yeah, I like that. I really did. I was definitely had the visual at the way people start to look over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop putting so much care into themselves when you start living together, which was last week's show. Start getting very comfortable. But then, and then towards the end when you talked about, you know, needing someone to depend on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's real. It's real.
It is real. So should we expect to hear that with this imaginary beat in the near future? And we could say we heard it first on the emotion picture?
Sure. A lot of times I write to nothing, and then I'll have to search for beats. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for sharing that. So, again, yeah, the green grass. If there's anyone out there that would like to share maybe their piece that they've written about green grass or ass or their vagina, give us a call.
Whoa.
At what? She was good. 323-657-1479. Press 1. We're expecting to hear from the Heartbreak Kid, but we'll see what happens with that. And in the chat room, we have Nikki Blue and Rusty Taylor. They are speechless. They are literally speechless. I don't know that they thought you had it in you. But,
really?
Yeah. So.
I don't know what that means, but.
I know. I'm messing around with you. Don't listen to me. They're speechless,
in
they're listening, and they're not really chatting in there because everyone's chatted out. It was like this crazy discussion going on. Even though the topic of tonight's show is the grass being greener, and I guess we're supposed to have tips and stuff, but since we were abandoned by Vic and Oasis this week, we're gonna do whatever we want to do for the next half of this show. Don't tell Vic, but. There was this crazy discussion going on in the Facebook group about submitting to a man or a woman.
Mm.
And people have some serious issues with that. And
when you say submitting, what do you mean?
The word submission. The actual topic of the discussion was one of our callers and listeners, she asked, how can a woman be more submissive to her man?
Mm.
And that just really raised some, it raised some tempers. People don't like that word, submissive.
Yeah, that word is tough.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It is, because it doesn't have to be. Like, that word, you could just substitute that for something else. People get riled up when you say submit.
Yeah,
not like
but,
submit.
I mean, that gets some other people riled up.
It does.
It does. That yeah. So that topic is we're going to be talking about that soon. We won't talk about it too much tonight because I can see that being a pretty hot topic for us. But yeah, it's not that big of a deal. At least in my opinion.
Submitting to your man. I agree.
Yeah, we do all the
it's
time.
Not that big of a deal.
So one of the one of our listeners has a quote that she shared with us. Hopefully she'll call in. But she said something like, I'm going to mess it up. I'm really bad with movie lines and quotes and all kinds of stuff.
Lord.
I know, but you'll get the gist. I'll try to paraphrase. But basically she was saying that, you know, the grass is green. Oh, I got it right. The grass is green wherever you water it.
This is true.
Isn't that? Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So
that's sort of like what I was saying.
Well, look, somebody said this shit too in a shorter way with no beat either.
I meant what I was saying before about the time sitting
Yeah, you're right. So, and I thought
and
that
you,
was...
And you know why? I'm going to tell you why I know how I know this, because I've been the green grass. So I know how to mask myself as a great lawn. And it's,
what
you know, it's not
that?
Like, well, it's not purposeful, but a lot of people, I won't even say women, you know, even though you're dealing with somebody, you're looking for other things, you know, and it's almost, it's very easy to fill in the blanks when you're not the main person. And it doesn't have to be somebody you're coming home to every night. It just... If you're in a relationship,
but wouldn't you say it doesn't take much?
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. If I am your friend, your homie, or the guy that wants to get in your pants, I can send some text messages here and there. I can call once in a while. I can be attentive. I can listen. I can, you know, get you to talk about what's going on at home, say the opposite of whatever he's doing. I can be the ear. I can never flirt. You know, it's just so many ways to get in there. And you become that grass. You become that option without even trying.
So I just refreshed, and Aries just wants us to know that she hates the word submissive.
Oh,
okay, we'll substitute
wow.
it with being nice. And the crowd is, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just catching up. Sorry, guys, I'm a little late. They want you to know that they're running wild at the poem. They're snaps. They're still snapping. And you got a nice on there. So I think it has potential. You just need me on the hook. But
okay. I do actually need you on the hook because it's like a green grass. I need you to, like, sing the grass is green on the other side.
No, it's better if I
just,
no, I should probably just sign it or mime it. Your career will be over if you ever let me sing anything. So when you're ready for that last hurrah, put me on.
All right.
But back to the green grass, being the greener grass.
Right.
So, but what, like, when you're doing this, and you know what, you're right. Now that I'm out there and meeting different people, I've met some folks that were, you know, married or leaving their relationships or...
Mm-hmm.
Or recently have left their relationships. And my intentions aren't bad. You know, I've just met them and I'm listening to their story. And a lot of times, you know, I am not, it's easy, like you're saying, it is really easy to play that part because, you know, you really don't even know the whole side of the story. And usually the way someone presents it is totally one-sided.
Totally.
They make the other person, they make the other person sound completely irrational, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wouldn't want to be with this person either. So it is really easy to validate what they're saying. But I just need to learn how to get that person to pump the brakes a little bit and be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Stay there, though. You can tell
me.
How do you do that?
How do you get them to stay in that friend zone?
Yeah, stay in their yard. Like, it's not, it really isn't that bad. You should
work
it out.
Yeah, you're talking about if you come to them and tell them stuff, or you mean if you're grass
okay,
option?
So you're the green grass. And this person is you're everything. You are looking like 80% all the way live, even though you're only 20. Have there been situations where you don't want to be that person's 80? You just
right.
Okay,
you
so
send
how
them home.
Do you keep you send them home?
Send them home. Unless you really feel like indulging and feeding your ego, getting your rocks off, you know, having the whole mystery of getting caught and all that. Like, if you're not into that, you send them home. You don't become a crutch. The more you listen to your ego and enjoy them calling, enjoy them meeting you, oh, she's tripping. Let me come through. I got to talk to you. Like, once you do that, that's it. You are bait.
And is it your fault when they leave?
I mean, it's nobody's fault. It just is. Like, it was already there. Just people are you know, they make decisions based on foolery. If you want to go, you're gonna go. It's just you may just need a scapegoat, or you may need to see that there's more out there, you know. And I can tell you a story that's very interesting, and I hope my man's not listening. But I had a dude that was married, right? I had a couple of kids. Wife, you know, he was very excited when he first got married, had a great story. All of a sudden, the sex slows down. She puts on some pounds. Things aren't the same, like the way they were in the beginning. His eyes start to wander. He ends up cheating with a coworker. Getting it in, hotels, all of that, creeping. Finally gets down to a point where he gets sloppy. He doesn't care anymore. He gets caught. It's whatever. Realizes he loves the side chick. Mm-hmm. Ends up divorced. Getting married to the side chick. Now she's no longer the side chick. She's the main chick. Mm-hmm. A couple years later, him and the new woman go on a retreat with a bunch of friends, couples, whatever. And long story short, while they're there, she basically denies him access to the, to the goods. And, you know how it is in the cabin. Everybody sipping, chilling, drinking, whatever. He thinking it's going down. She's like, nah, I'm tired. You know, the sex has slowed down. He tells her, don't lose me the way you got me.
Damn.
And that's it. End of story.
Does he get the goods, though? That can't be the end of the story.
That's it? Did he have sex that night or that weekend?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter if he does, because I saw pictures in his phone of other chicks.
Oh, okay.
So regardless, that grass that was greener is now, like, you know, changing color or looking like the old grass.
See, that's why we need more polyamory.
We do. Or.
Wow. Go ahead. Or. Oh, there's an
no,
or.
No, I'm just saying,
submit.
Yeah. there's a lot of things that we could do to change, but I don't even know. It makes you just want to just give up, you know.
No, Aries brings up a good point. She says, how you get them is how you keep them. So, and that definitely goes both ways.
I don't even know what that means.
What do you mean you don't know? when you're pretend, like, you know, you spitting poems, you're doing all the text messaging and the listening.
Oh, yeah,
and
all of that.
It has to continue. It has to continue with the person that you want to be with. Otherwise,
it rarely does, though.
It's a lot of work because we put so much work in on the front end. Like, boy, that's a whole lot to keep up. So it's just probably better just to kind of, you know, have a nice I don't know. Like, for me, I think it's important when I meet guys that I am very much who I am as possible. I mean, it's a little difficult because you want to put your best foot forward, of course, and, you know, you want to be engaging and things like that. But, I mean, being honest and just really being me, whatever those quirks are, when I am getting to know a person is extremely important, because they may not find that shit amusing, you know, a year down the road. Or, you know, like you were saying about movies, it would be terrible if I fronted and it was like, every episode of Seinfeld. Yeah, love that Antoine Fisher movie. It was great. And then, you know.
Yeah, that would be whack.
Start kicking it, and I'll be like, when are you going to turn that shit off?
That would be totally whack. Like, that's definitely a deal breaker.
But people do that, though.
People shouldn't do that.
They shouldn't, but they do. You meet a lot of facades, you know it.
Nah, I know. It's just that people go hard to get somebody. Like, in the beginning, it's so exciting. You know, those initial text messages, you find out about the person, you make them laugh, they make you laugh. Oh, my God, this person's great. You learn what you have in common. And then once you get them, it's like, all of that stuff just turns off. You start using the bathroom with the door open, you know. It's crazy. I don't even use the bathroom. I just don't do it.
You're stupid.
Yeah.
You don't be sitting there with your book, just like passing by, you just be like, yeah.
Uh-uh. The more Twitter followers you get, the less you use the bathroom.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. It's the same rule. I have no idea. Beyonce doesn't use the bathroom at all. That's just the truth.
Of course not.
That's either hidden or there.
She never did. But, right.
Nah. But, yeah. You shouldn't do that. Seriously. Facades. I'm telling you, that's a true story, and that's common. Like, that is, I know a lot of guys. I see a lot of pictures. I put it to you like that. A lot of married men pride themselves on pictures in their phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how freaking boring marriage is?
Yeah. And it's like an exciting thing. Like, they'll see you and be like, I got to show you my new thing. Be like, all right, this is what I have to look forward to. Okay.
Seriously? Like, how many? It's like, is that like a collector's item now? How many pictures you can get in your phone?
No, they're not even thinking about it like that. This is just like, this is the excitement. Like, smoking or drinking, video games, pictures.
And flirting with other women?
Oh, yeah, that's like, you know, number one.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I don't really think that is so much like looking for greener grass. That's a little bit different, don't you think? Because, like, when we had that show on flirting, we're saying, you know, it's kind of healthy just to get a little pep in your step. I mean, to some extent, like, what you're explaining sounds just like, you know, text, like, porn, you know, like, oh, she's pretty cute and, you know, wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-mm.
But then it's over.
No, it's deep, a little deeper than that. These are women that
they're carrying on some type of.
Yeah, this ain't flirty flirt. This is, I know what she looks like, unclothed. But, you know, I think it is a little different because I don't know if these people are looking to leave their home for something better. You know, and especially once you bring kids into the fold, it's definitely cheaper to keep it. Like, you really have to decide that this is not going to work once you have children whose lives are going to be altered by you, you know, calling it quits.
Well, I've seen some friends, and I've seen some friends that have, you know, called themselves going over to the greener grass, but from the outside looking in, it just always looks like the same situation with a different person. You know, like, they'll be, you know, their husband or their boyfriend doesn't do this, that, or whatever. But then the person that they're choosing to leave their husband or their boyfriend for, or they're even, you know, entertaining on the side while they're making this decision, is really not that much different. You know, I mean, I can just see a pattern, and it's very hard to tell someone that. And it is, because when you know how it is when you first start dating someone, you're so excited and you can't. There's nothing wrong with that person. Like, everything that you say, they have an excuse for why he does this, why he does that, and why it's so much better than what they have. So it's almost like one of those things that you kind of got to learn for yourself or figure out for yourself. And on top of the fact that, I mean, I try to stay out of people's domestic relationships. I mean, unless you ask me, do you think I'm making a good decision or not? I'm not going to really give my opinion. It's your own personal
Friends gotta speak up, man. I mean, it's tough for guys because we sound like pussies and pansies.
Well, women sound like pussies and pansies too.
No, they don't.
I mean, because then it comes, you know, there's certain things you just shouldn't meddle with, male or female, you know. And if someone solicits my opinion, then of course I will share it. Or if I think that my friend is in danger, then I'm going to share it. But if someone is looking for a reason to leave their husband or their boyfriend, I mean, I think by the time you're already starting to look for greener grass, there's issues that either you need to deal with, or, you know, something's going on in that relationship. Maybe it can be, it can be fixed or maybe it can't be. But either way, you have some issues in that relationship. So it's just kind of like adding another problem on top of it. Nikki Blue says, same cookie, different package. Yes, very true.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of people like you that don't want to tell their friends that something's wrong with them. And
they know.
Like you said, no, they don't.
You don't think
so? Because they've been telling you how whack their man is and how their man don't do this and their man don't do that. And you like, yeah, he ain't shit, girl. And next thing you know, she boning some next dude. And you give her a thumbs up.
And he ain't shit either, girl.
Exactly.
Right. But, I mean, I think that as in a, and a lot of times we already know that. Some, you know, like, I know when I'm making a bad decision, the same decision, or I'm just doing something to do it. So, again,
well, you let them fly. You let them rot.
Yeah. Do it.
Okay.
I mean, unless I think that person, like, if they're leaving an abusive relationship to get in another abusive relationship, we'll probably have, you know, I'll feel a conviction to say something and to be a little bit more, you know, forward or about it. But otherwise,
yeah.
No.
It's okay to get beat once, but don't get beat twice, girl. That's the only thing.
It wasn't okay the first time either, Shaw. It's never okay.
I will say it is tough for us to say, yo, man, I'm sure you got a good woman at home, dog. Like, we can't say that. The only thing we can say, and which I have said, is, yo, how would you feel if, you know, you found out she was doing something?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, you know, they get that face like, why the hell you asked me that? Like, like, why would you jinx me like that? Sometimes they'd be like, yo, she probably is right now. Or, nah, it wouldn't be nothing. It would only be right. But most of the time, they would cry and be in pain. Like, seriously.
I haven't told many men that they should do anything with respect to their relationship. And same for women. And Z Rich says you should tell your boys when they have a good woman at home. And you know what? To some extent, Rusty agrees, Shah's right. I don't think I ever told a friend not to cheat. I mean, and the other thing, though, about this with other people and talking about their mate is you have to kind of even be careful with that. I remember one of our guy friends with the couple, when me and the other guy were in a relationship, we had a mutual friend. And my boyfriend at the time was not really comfortable that the guy was always like, man, you know, I wish I could find me a woman like Jazz. She does this, she does that. And the girl he was with didn't, you know. And my boyfriend at the time kind of like, he can't be over here all like that anymore because he kind of took it as this guy sees way too much in my girlfriend. So he was not comfortable with some of, yeah. I mean, maybe he was just trying to do that, telling his boy, you know, that he had a good woman, but he maybe the way he said it or he was going overboard, he was being a little too descriptive. I don't know. I mean, you guys can be really sensitive about these things, but so can women. I'm not, I mean, I try not to be like, you know, like, girl, your man is fine. Like, your husband, he does this, he does that. Like, that's, to me, I need to stay in my own lane. That's too much.
So you think by saying that, she's going to raise her eyes, eyebrows, and think that you want him?
She may. I don't know. I try to be extremely respectful and sensitive when it comes to people's marriages, especially more so than, you know, obviously relationships and stuff like that. But, yeah, I certainly don't want that. I've never had that happen, maybe just because I've always been very, very careful about, you know, I've had friends that will be like, oh, go to the house. So-and-so is there. You know, their husband's there. He'll let you in. And I was like, no, I'll wait. Because I never want to be.
I don't know.
Yeah. Any of those type of situations. I'm, you know, cordial and nice. And we can hang out all together as a group. But I don't really like getting into people's stuff like that.
Well, here's a tip for anybody that has a friend that may be looking at green grass. You never give advice. All you do is ask questions. You see that question I asked? How would you feel if, you know, your person crept? It's just simple, like, do you think this person is better than your mate? Like, what qualities do you see, or what do you wish that your mate was doing that this person may be doing? Just let them answer. That's it. Because once you try to step in, nobody wants to feel like you're browbeating them, making them feel guilty, like anything like that. Because all they're going to do is either stop telling you and keep doing it, or they're going to get mad. So I ask questions. That's it.
Okay. Fair enough. We share that. So for those that are not in the chat room, don't never give advice. And that really goes pretty good for across the board.
Anything.
Anything. Just ask anything. Questions. Probing yeah. questions to get your friend or whoever to think about it, give it some thought, think about it from a different perspective. And they also said, don't be too descriptive. Nikki Blue agrees that it can be a problem if you tell your peeps every time you see them that, damn, your man or woman is the bomb. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be too descriptive. You can be complimentary without causing them to raise an eyebrow.
Yeah, unless you're famous, and then it's okay.
To agree? It's okay to agree?
Then it's okay to be hype about your chick. Like, son, you with Janet Jackson, you know, you should be with her.
Only if it's Janet Jackson.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And Rusty also agrees, I don't compliment my friend's wife or girl unless asked. Like, Rusty, don't you think she got a fat ass? Then he'd be like, yeah, but he's not going to just come out and say that.
Yeah, unless you hit it before, then.
Whoa! Well, then you're supposed to act like you forgot and you didn't like it.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Yeah,
so, I have to say that Rusty Taylor, I finally, it was funny because last week we were confused. We didn't know if Rusty was a guy or a girl, if he was black
what?
Or if he was white. We didn't know. You know
oh,
Rusty?
Man.
You didn't know?
I don't know. No, I don't. Listen, man. I don't assume anything. Continue.
Okay. Well, I was picking up bits and pieces from the last year because Rusty has been hanging with us for about a year now. And finally, right. thanks to Instagram, we learned that Rusty Taylor is indeed a white male. So.
Wow.
He is out. Yes. And he.
Wow.
So I just want to say thanks again, Rusty, for listening. And we actually have a caller who I left on hold for so long. I'm so sorry. 267, you're on. 267.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? Fine yourself?
We good.
I'm doing well.
I have a comment about the never give advice. I don't think that's good. I don't think that's good information. I think you should give advice.
Well, I'm glad
okay.
you called. Talk to us.
Tell us.
Hold on 1 second. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think that advice should be given because a third-party perspective is always going to be better. People don't always know what's going on the inside. Sometimes they need, you know, outside eyes and ears to be a better perspective for what's going on the inside. No?
Well, if they ask for it, it's cool, but if they don't ask for it, I just think.
So if somebody's cheating on somebody to have a good girl, that person should know that what they're doing is probably wrong? If they're
every,
in jeopardy of
every scenario is different, to be honest with you. And I didn't say that they were cheating. I didn't go specific, like if they're cheating or something like that. So that's something different. That's a whole other topic. But
what other reason
saying.
Would somebody care about getting advice? Like, what other reason would somebody care to get advice
well,
on?
Well, they may be considering.
Cheating.
You don't have to be cheating. You don't have to be physically cheating. But you may be considering. Like, what we're talking about is, like, leaving the person you're with for someone else. Like, going all the way. Like, deciding that this person that I'm with, there's somebody better for me. Not just, I'm stepping out, you know. But I understand what you're saying. But you can continue.
Oh, okay, well, I think I was mistaken then. I thought when you said don't give advice, it was like don't give advice at all.
Oh, no. Well, no. I mean, but, you know, you have to be very careful when you give advice to anyone, and you also have to make sure that it's solicited, you know. Nobody wants someone just coming at them with their opinion because that's pretty much what it is, you know, that they want your opinion. But let me ask you, since we're talking about the topic, the grass being greener, what's your experience with that, caller? What's your name? What should we call you?
Taylor.
Say it again.
Taylor. Okay. Yeah,
Taylor.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, yeah, welcome to the show, Taylor. Tell us about your green grass experience, or brown.
I've never left anybody, talked to anybody else. I've always either been in a relationship where if I wanted to be with that person and that person wanted to be with me, then that was the agreement. So I never was like, oh, okay, I want to not be in a relationship before. But I have had somebody leave me to be with somebody else and try to come back.
Mm.
And it's a bittersweet situation, but I'm the type of person, I'm not gonna make any steps backwards. I'm not gonna go backwards. So if you made that decision once, I wouldn't let you make it again.
Okay.
So you told him no, you didn't let him come back.
No, you don't get to. Why would you get to come? What sense does that make?
Mm.
Why would you get to come back? That doesn't make any sense. If you left, you made the decision to leave. You knew what you had, and you want to come back for what?
Maybe he wasn't ready. Maybe you were too much for him at the time.
Well, that's not my fault that they couldn't see that. You know, that was his problem. So, you know, the grass being greener, I mean, I remember the whole 2080 thing. That's a good analogy or a good example to kind of figure out, like, there is going to be somebody out there that has 20% that looks like 80, but I don't know. I think serious relationships, you kind of have to weigh those and then anyway, so.
So I have another question, Aries. When this person did, I'm sorry, I called you Aries because I was looking at her typing, but Taylor. So when this person came back, because the way that, I mean, I would be such a bitch about it, even though whether I was going to take him back or not, how were you about it? Were you just like, no, why are you calling me? Or did you run?
No, I played around with it for a second. I knew I wasn't going to be talking back to the person. So I entertained it for my own, you know, to humor myself, which was wrong. But,
I mean.
No,
it was great.
No, yes, that
you
was
deserved
good. That's
that.
What Sean and I are living for, that moment.
It took about a year. And I didn't think that the time would come, but I beat myself up about it. Because, you know, I thought it was me, like, oh, you know, maybe I'm fat or I'm too short. You know, it brought out a lot of insecurities for me. So it was interesting for him to want to come back, and I felt empowered immediately because I felt like, okay, this piece of myself, I have it back. But it's unfortunate for those who don't get that piece back, you know. But
yeah.
I'm sorry. What was your question again? Because I don't feel like I answered it.
No, you got it.
You did.
Oh yeah, but
it.
I humored myself. We went out. He was staying in L.A. at the time, so I went down there and we went out, and it was like, okay, I think he thought that we might hook up, but that was the furthest thing from my mind.
How long were
you
guys together?
Three years.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Yeah, 3 years.
Wow. Did you tease him with a little bit? Did you give him a little bit of what he missed? No?
No. That's a gift to me, and you don't, y'all don't just give it out all willy-nilly. Even if you've had it before, if I feel like you're undeserving of it, then I wouldn't put myself in a position to desire that again either.
Good. No backsies. I like that.
Well, thanks so much. Is this your first time calling the Emotion Picture?
This is.
Oh, well, welcome. We enjoy having
you. Appreciate
you. Bye-bye. Yeah. Every Tuesday at 8
Thank
p.m.
You.
Thanks, Taylor.
Yeah, I'll keep listening.
Well, she had a great laugh. Who would ever leave her?
No, I don't know. I don't know what that guy was thinking.
I don't know either. Do you like how our callers, when they call and they sound mad at us, like we stepped out on them?
Yeah,
like,
I think that's wrong. Not giving advice is wrong. I think you're supposed to give advice. to everybody, but
like Taylor, I'm not your friend. I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't. I don't know you to give advice. It's not our fault. That's your busted ass friend. But I liked her.
I do. I like her. She's mad cool.
Cool. Well, yeah. Aries agrees. It's very empowering to. She knows what it feels like when they come crawling back. And at least she got a free meal out of it and some validation that it was not her. So.
Oh, yeah, that definitely changes everything. Because she went, you know, for years feeling like she wasn't right. Like, that's bad.
Yeah, that just sucks. It's not you, girl. You're wonderful. It's him. So we got a few minutes left. If anyone has some last-minute thoughts on the grass being greener, 323-657-1479. Lots of folks in the listening in and on in the chat room, but nobody wants to talk about the topic, so screw you guys.
You know what that means. Yeah, they just shook.
Yeah.
They got real-life stories. I'm here sharing my whole life with the world.
No, you're sharing your friend's life with the world.
I'm here sharing my friend's lives with the world. No, you're right. I'm not sharing anything, but...
Right.
Hey.
Well, I'm going to share a little bit of stuff that's going on. So just to remind everyone that's in the New York City or the surrounding areas, the motion picture hosts 2 out of 3 of us, unless things change on Shah's end, right?
Right.
Right, okay.
Somebody give me a flight.
Yeah. Anybody who's looking for greener grass and wants to see Shah, fly him up to New York on the 14th. We are getting together at Highland Park, and Vic would kill me because I don't know the address, but now I do thanks to Facebook. Saturday, April 14th at 7 p.m. Again, it's at Highland Park, 206 East 34th Street in the city. If you want to hit any of us up for more information, please do. And before I go any further, we have a caller from 770-826. Hello.
Hello, 770-
Hi.
Can you
hear
me okay?
Hey.
We can.
It's so good
to hear
you guys again. This is Aisha from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, long time no hear.
I know. My schedule doesn't allow me to always log on, so I was able to make it tonight. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed this whole topic tonight. It was awesome, very enlightening, and I have picked up a lot of pointers from it. So thank you all for sharing.
Great.
Okay. Well,
that's exciting.
Good luck to you and your green grass.
Thank you. It's definitely greener.
Oh, you're welcome. This is someone who probably should have called in at the top of the hour.
I know. I was at the emergency room tonight. Sorry.
Okay. Well, right. Thank you. In the midst of your emergency, calling in to check on us. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You guys did the same.
All right. Look at that. We helping people out.
I guess. I want to hear her story. She said it's definitely greener. Okay. So, again, Saturday, 314, and Aries will, yes, Jazz and Aries will be in the building. In fact, Aries is putting together our outfits now.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Aries will be there?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Aries will be there, so I'm excited to meet her in person. And some of our other favorites, Soul Sonics, will be there, so we'll get to meet him.
Yeah, why don't you tell people about meeting Soul Sonic?
Oh, well, you know, we only have about 2 minutes left in the show, and it was such a great experience. It's going to take more than 2 minutes. But I will tell.
It was a great experience meeting Soul Sonic for more than 2 minutes. Is that what you just said?
It was definitely more than 2 minutes. Don't go there, Shah. Mm. We had a great time out in Castleberry, Florida. And, yeah. So, Aries, we'll see Soul this Saturday. And me and her have a thing going on about Asian guys loving us. And I can definitely say after this weekend, they do. They definitely love me.
You're Asian.
I know. They are attracted to their own, you know.
So, nothing wrong with that. You understand that? You're Asian? Does everybody know that?
No, everybody doesn't know that. Don't give away my secrets. He thought he was with somebody exotic. Shut up.
Oh, my God. I mean, technically you are exotic, I guess.
Is that a fast end comment?
I mean,
I'm
going
to have to listen to the archive. I guess you are. Good night, everybody. We will try this again next week.
Yeah, peace.
Have a good night, Shaw.